Well, hello there, ladies and gents. Great to see you again, and welcome back to Wealth, Health, and Other Things You Should Know. Ryan Ruff here, your moderator, but as always, I'm joined by Cameron Butel of Butel Wealth Management Group, and we're going to be jumping into another great wealth management-related discussion, as we typically do here on the show. Today, we're, as you probably see, clicking or pressing the play button today on the episode. It's entitled, I've Never Thought of That Before. That's kind of a line that Cameron and the team at Butel Wealth Management Group have been hit in a lot of different ways, shapes, and forms with over the years, whether it be a specific strategy or a greater holistic conversation surrounding somebody's wealth management world. Today, we're going to dive into really what that question really means under the surface and how it can have a serious ripple effect for so many folks out there. Before we get into the weeds of it all, let's go ahead and say hi to the man of the hour. Cameron, great to see you today. How you doing?
Doing good, Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm good. Excited to dive into this one. I know this is a pretty, you know, all-encompassing almost line or question or moment that you guys get hit with at Butel Wealth Management. Why don't we, you know, as we always do with this show, is kind of frame it from the problem or the pain point that a lot of clients or a lot of folks out there deal with inside of their financial world. What's kind of the challenge or the problem that we're framing today's discussion around?
Sure. I think what I'd like to cover today is pretty common amongst wealth creators and wealth inheritors. So the problem typically arises from either you've created a significant amount of wealth through the sale of your business or the sale of a closely held asset, or you've inherited a large amount of wealth. And now you're starting to contemplate building that wealth strategy, what you should invest in, why you should invest in certain things. But very often, unforeseen circumstances can come into play, and those can create really unique challenges to the financial world and the goals that you intended for this wealth that you've created or inherited. And we'll get into this later, but these unforeseen circumstances can really throw a wrench into a very well-constructed plan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, let's face it. Life happens, right? At the end of the day, so many different things can pop up in your world that you may have or, of course, didn't plan for. And there's always a ripple effect as to what that means for your financial world. So let's get into that, Cameron. Why would you say those unforeseen circumstances can become such an issue for folks?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, it's pretty simple. You don't know what you don't know. The future is unknowable. And when it comes to having significant amounts of wealth coming from a uniquely successful family, inheriting a large amount of wealth from a uniquely successful family, having a great wealth plan in place is just one piece of the overall financial puzzle. Very often, we see wealth plans that are fine on the investment side, but have not incorporated potential risks into removing that wealth from the family or the inheritors who the wealth creator intends to pass that wealth on to. You can find yourself in a very, very sticky situation and a tremendous level of risk if you don't go through a proper estate planning and wealth management planning service through the entire process.
Sure. And Cameron, if those risks tend to fester, which in some instances they can, what do you guys see the ripple effect being? What can that do to somebody's life and really their financial world overall?
Sure. Well, first and most importantly, the wealth that you've worked so hard to create or that your family's worked so hard to create can ultimately end up in the hands of someone that you never wanted it to go to, or basically enrich somebody else that you didn't intend it to go to. So there's a story that I have of a client, wonderful woman. She was a wealth creator, started a business from scratch, sold it to a public company for millions of dollars. And when she passed, or when she was getting close to passing, I should say, she called me and she's like, I really want to review my estate plan. And, she started talking about how she wanted to leave, make sure the wealth would last for her kids and help provide for her husband. And I brought up to her, I said, well, you know, what happens if your husband decides to remarry? And she kind of just gave me this look like, what? it was very clear that you'd never thought of that before. And I said, you know, very often the spouse that predeceases, the spouse that is alive after their former spouse passed, oftentimes they do remarry. And I've seen it before, even though I've tried to plan around it, but I've seen it before where the inheriting spouse takes the money and then spends the vast majority of it on the new spouse. And that leaves very little or minimal wealth left over to the children. And that can be very, 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 very ugly when it comes to discussing that with the heirs and the children. And all of that can be prevented if you were just to plan for that ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that that's one specific story that you mentioned, but there's a lot of iterations of that over your career and the conversations that you've had where there's been these moments where clients are saying, you know, I haven't necessarily thought about that. I mean, that is, sure, it could be a realistic option that happens down the road, but I haven't thought about it that way, or I've never thought of that before. So let's flip the script here for a hot second. If somebody was to think about it, you know, and to make the proper planning ahead of time, how could life look so much better for them?
Sure, Ryan. It comes down to really two things. With the proper financial planning and the proper estate planning working in conjunction together, you're going to be able to sleep better at night knowing that your assets are going to do exactly what you intended for them. You can be very intentional and very specific with your entire financial world and the future you want your wealth to create.
Cameron, there's a lot of folks that jump onto our you know, podcast episodes here, whether it be just because of the specific topic that pertains to them, but we also have some folks that have been, you know, regularly listening and watching. For those that are new to the show coming in today, you know, intrigued by this idea of, I've never thought of that before, let's zoom out from the topic for just a hot second and bring them up to speed on you and your team at the Beutel Wealth Management Group and how it is that you guys ultimately operate for these successful business owners and their families. Tell me a little bit about yourself, the background, and of course, we'll get back into the topic at hand.
Sure. Yeah, what we're called to do here at the Beutel Wealth Management Group is to challenge uniquely successful families and individuals and business owners to think bigger and differently about what's possible surrounding their life, their wealth, and their significance. We bring a true commitment to lifelong learning, and we pride ourselves on getting to know our clients deeply so we can truly assess their real financial lives and deliver the best possible outcomes for them.
Yeah, I mean, and let's face it, everybody's lives are different. And as wealth continues to accumulate over the years, your goals shift in time. So having that deeper relationship with your clientele, I'm sure is extremely valuable for them to be able to confidently plan with you and the team for the future.
It sure is, Ryan. And when we even take it one step further, we actually make it a part of our process to meet with each and every one of our clients, other trusted professionals, meeting their CPA and their estate planning attorney. So that way we know everybody is working for the client's best interests and they're all on the same page to eliminate any potential gaps that there may be from the financial planning side to the estate planning side to the tax planning side. It's critically important that people do that.
I love that. It's robust. I mean, as that wealth accumulates, a variety of challenges and levels of exposure exist and just complexities, frankly. So I love to hear that you work with that team of trusted professionals around everybody that you work with as a client. Look, as we always like to do on this show, we want folks to take away a tangible piece of value from our content series. Let's dive back into the topic now at hand, this idea of, I've never thought of that before, these life events, these things that can pop up in everybody's world. What's the takeaway? What can we really give to folks with this idea of, you don't know what you don't know, so how can you prepare? But you and I both know that there is a way to prepare. So what is that?
Sure. And really how to prepare for it is to sit down with professionals who have dealt with people who are going through what it is you're going through. It all boils down to a really important conversation with a team of competent professionals who are going to bring those unknown ideas or possibilities to your attention. So that way you can plan around them. That's really the critical component. Is to sit down and have a meeting so the professionals can educate you on all the different outcomes that could be possible and how you can prevent against some of those bad outcomes from happening.
And Cameron, you've got a story that you had shared with me, and I think it'd be a great idea to bring that one back up. It was a meeting that you had relatively recently, actually, with a successful business owner who was getting ready to sell their business, but proper planning was maybe not done, and it had its own ripple effect. Could you share that story? Because I think it sheds a good light on the overall topic we're talking about today.
Yeah. Just recently met with an extraordinarily successful business owner, is in the process of selling his business for upwards of $50 million. And we're going through the meeting. He's telling us how his finances are going to be structured. And a glaring outcome just appeared. I asked him a question. I said, well, he has one child. And I said, there's one thing we can't control, and that's who our children marry. And the way he had his estate plan set up was everything was to go outright to his child. And I said, what if your child ends up getting a divorce? And the business owner just looked at me again, never would have thought of that. Never thought of it. I was like, there's ways we can keep these assets safe for the benefit of your child and their children only, so that if they were ever to get divorced or have anything bad happen to them in the future, that those assets and that wealth that they've worked so hard to create would still be preserved.
Yeah, I appreciate that story because it sheds light on another big topic, you know, in divorce, the earlier story being remarrying. These are things that it's not necessarily that folks haven't thought of them necessarily before, but more or less, it's tougher topics to talk about, right? Everybody, you know, estate planning efforts are, they're sensitive, right? We're talking about the next chapter of life and what happens when you're gone. I mean, these are sensitive topics, of course. So I think it's important to call attention to the fact of while we're sitting here talking about the story of remarrying or even divorce, there are other situations that can pop up like those in life. And while they aren't pleasant necessarily to think about, they are important to think about.
You're absolutely right. We don't know what's going to happen, especially when we're dealing with other individuals in our lives. Everyone likes to think, myself included, that our children are going to make the best decisions possible. But when you're dealing with your life's work and wanting to preserve that wealth for generations, certain steps should be implemented to make sure that that wealth will last for generations.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Cameron, for anybody out there who's thinking to themselves, you know what, maybe I should revisit this idea of I don't know what I don't know. What are some of the concepts and outcomes that I haven't necessarily sat down and thought about before? What would you say to somebody who's chewing on what we're sharing with them today?
Well, Ryan, there's really only two choices. You can remain complacent, number one, or number two, you can sit down and have a meeting with a group of competent professionals who will analyze your financial plan and your current estate plan and point out any glaring issues that may arise.
And Cameron, if anybody out there would like to have that conversation and open up a dialogue with your team, what is the best way somebody could reach out to you guys and get that ball rolling?
Yeah, absolutely, Ryan. They can give me a call directly at 561-367-1875 or email me at cameron.butel@ubs.com.
Awesome. Well, Cameron, look, I know you've got a busy schedule ahead of you and clients to serve, so we'll let you get back to doing that. But I appreciate your time today and diving into this topic that I know you may even be having conversations like this later today even. But appreciate your time and looking forward to seeing you back here on the next one.
Thanks, Ryan. Have a great day.
All right, YouTube, Cameron. And hey, look, folks, we're going to take a final moment, as we always do on this show, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you enjoy the day's discussion, if you learned a thing or two, make sure you hit the subscribe button on whichever platform you checked us out on today so that you don't miss out on future conversations where Cameron, Brian, and myself, we sit down and we dive into these unique wealth management topics so that you and yours come out better for it and assess some of the strategies that could exist within your own financial world. But look, for Cameron, I'm Ryan. We're going to go ahead and say so long now, but we appreciate you stopping by and being with us today on Wealth, Health, and Other Things You Should Know.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.